Ryan McGregor, Director of Business Intelligence, Logistics Plus.
Every year we have a submission from the EPA where they list out every one of their carriers who have been identified as SmartWays certified. These are carriers generally that tend to transport goods or use vehicles that emit less sulfur dioxide and carbon dioxide. So from that, we match then all of those carriers against our carrier data to make sure that we're finding one-to-one matches. We go through the process of making sure that we match each one of these carriers from their list to our data. And then from that, we also then calculate a value called a ton mileage, which is a converted value of moving one ton of goods per mile. So essentially converting all the weight that we carry to a metric ton, and then also then applying how many miles were traveled by that carrier throughout the year. The biggest challenge is that we have to get something that's close in terms of mileage. So we have a whole process, and I'd be remiss not to mention our development team and stuff like that. So we have a process of getting real road mileage between hundreds of thousands of different points of origin and destination, using those mileage values, multiplying by the tons, reaching that ton mileage value, and then applying that to each one of the carriers. We have to outline not only the ones that are SmartWay certified, but also that are not SmartWay certified. And we then go through, we have a full value, and we say, okay, this is how many miles we traveled, this was the ton weight, and this was our relative percentage that was SmartWay certified versus non-SmartWay certified. And we submit that all to the EPA.